Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. The Scala Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage business on all the major occupied continents. And as has been the case for a year now, we begin in China. Chris observes very carefully the manufacturing centers in the eastern part of the country along the coast. And over these last months, there have been various stagger steps about unemployment, about no longer providing unemployment numbers for the young people, about factories looking for orders, calling around, about factories asking for prepayment or early payment on any order from the U.S. or other parts of the world. And now we have Xi Jinping going to APEC, reports that China needs a great deal of foreign investment to come back. But the news is the opposite. Foreign investment fleeing Hong Kong's markets, fleeing the Chinese stock market, hesitation all around. And then that round of applause for Xi Jinping in San Francisco by executives who'd been invited by the White House. How does this all go forward? Chris, a very good evening to you. Is there any change in the sense that China is looking for work, that China is at this point worried about its payments, about its property, about its unemployment? Has anything changed in this last week since APEC? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Continued rumors from the APEC meeting leaking out that Mr. Xi asked Mr. Biden for just under $2 trillion in bailout dollars to help China get through this economic challenge that they're in. The housing market is the iceberg dead ahead, and Mr. Xi and the Chinese now are fully aware of it. That will be the great risk for China over the next 3 months, 6 months. That housing market collapse threatens the greater Chinese economy. Secondarily, you see all the numbers of foreign direct investment downward for China. The companies are moving to Vietnam, moving to India, reshoring in the United States. So with direct investment down and the housing bubble bursting, the housing problems in China, Mr. Xi is caught between Scylla and Charybdis, and the only way to get out of that is an infusion of nearly $2 trillion.
Yes, and he needs it quickly, I understand. The headlines from Bloomberg Asia tell pieces of this story. Hong Kong property slump sinks a record number of land tenders, or China Investment Bank bans displays of wealth by its working staff. What we have here is the opposite of what we were watching for several years, always bursting energy out of China, always bigger and bigger orders, bigger and bigger prospects. Is there one thing we can point to why this happened, Chris? Because there was, as recently as 2 years ago, China was in a driver's seat demanding that the Huawei executive held in Canada be returned or else. And now Xi Jinping hat in hand to San Francisco. What happened?
John, as one who's traveled to China for roughly 30 years, in that 30-year span, the evolution in China, the growth of cities, the growth of wealth was absolutely stunning. No similar level of development has happened around the world in such a short time and such a great scale. The challenge to that is much of that was built purely on debt, and much of that was built on the concept that China would continue to rise, that there would not be recession, there would not be slowdown or shortage or other. Now that you see these challenges with overdevelopment, with currency leaving the country, all of that house was built on an unstable foundation of debt, and that debt monster in China and maybe even in the U.S. as well is going to come home. Those chickens will come home to roost and cause tremendous problems economically.
So what we're looking at is something that happened. What is that joke about bankruptcy? Slowly, then suddenly. And is there at this point talk of a way out? The way you get out of a recession is you tighten your belt, you lay people off, and you wait for the better prospects to emerge. Is that China?
John, it's a very, very tricky environment. The deal between the Chinese government and the Chinese people is we will give you prosperity, but do not ask for freedom. If prosperity is gone and you now have 50% unemployment, you have constriction of the economy, then the risk is the other half of that bargain and the potential for pushback against CCP, pushback against the institutions of government. With Mr. Xi asking for $2 trillion from the United States to help bail out, that might be the only path to secure power. But I would wager that you will start to see more and more rivals, especially on the Shanghai faction of China and the CCP, saying it might be time for change. We need to reopen. We need more and more external investment to make our way through this.
We go to Europe, where you traveled recently. We have good news from Europe. Despite the disorder in Ukraine and the crisis, the tragedy in Gaza, EU inflation easing. Look for ECB cuts in the spring is the question mark. Euro inflation slows more than expected with 2% in view. Consumer prices rose 2.4% from a year ago in November. The estimate was 2.9%. Investors betting on first ECB rate cut in April. Is that rosy scenario, or are you hearing from Europe that there is stirring of business?
Yeah, the concern or the thing that allows them to lower rates is that inflation has been tamed, but not necessarily in a good way. That's because of the fall off of many of the European economies. Germany is now into that second year of deindustrialization without access to cheap Russian gas and Russian energy. You're seeing a general slowdown across Europe in heavy manufacturing that's now starting to impact consumer as well. So it's a double-edged sword. While rates will be decreased, they need to spur more economic opportunity. Otherwise, you have the risk of the entire Eurozone experiencing a pretty nasty recession.
And therefore, Europe is not decided yet. In other words, it might be tipping towards recession. It might be towards recovery. So let's come home to America. U.S. consumers dialed back their spending in October, writes the Wall Street Journal, as inflation continued to cool, suggesting the economy is shifting into a lower gear. Inflation-adjusted personal spending rose by 0.2%, pointing to Black Friday, which I understand was modest. Cyber Monday was big. It was expecting $12 billion. They got $12.4 billion. But anecdotally, I'm hearing from my correspondents, who are writers and thinkers and all well-mannered and well-positioned in life, that they are holding back on some purchases. So you see everything. You see from retail stores to business to business. Is there a fresh hesitation, or has this been going on for some time, Chris?
John, there's a fresh hesitation principally because of the very high interest rates and the challenge that drives to the housing market. Housing starts are a great driver of American growth. Because interest rates are so high, 30-year mortgages are not at their all-time high, just off that all-time high in the last kind of 20 years. But with very high interest rates, people are not trading housing, not trading up, not starting that new housing formation. That has really happened in the last 3 to 4 months. And now you're starting to see some of the secondary tie-ons to that, which is without that new housing growth. If you look at Lowe's and Home Depot as two indicators, their business is slowing pretty substantially because of a lack of trade in housing, and that will then have secondary carry-on effects into other sectors.
Last detail, do you see, as of yet, panic in the banks because of the commercial real estate, or is that ahead of us in 24?
We're seeing broad and frequent examples of banks refusing to refinance commercial real estate loans in general. So banks are very, very aware of their exposure. They're simply leaving the market. That point is forcing more and more commercial real estate refinancings off market or cannot happen, and more properties are being given back to banks. So the bank's caution might be the spark that triggers the fire that causes their own demise because of the lower valuations and the inability to refinance even functional properties today.
AI, artificial intelligence, it's selling on Wall Street, anything touching AI. Is it already here, Chris? Is it transforming the way we do business? Is there prosperity in it? We have about a minute.
As with all new technologies, there's opportunity around AI that will have societal change to it, because many jobs that are done by humans today can be done by AI. I don't think we have to worry about Terminator robots hunting any of us down in the near future, but there will be change in many sectors, and it will likely go to points where humans today may be able to do a task that can be now done by AI for 1/50th or 1/100th of the cost with better precision. So it will have impact on certain industries. As a whole, it will likely be a net benefit for society, but certainly bears watching.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scholar.com, business on all the occupied continents. This is the Scholar Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.